Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Recording at the right rate. It is doing it! Yes, okay. Fucking hell, thank you.
I thought I had to save that computer. I knew I should save that computer.
I really should have, though. No! Again, could have been halfway through. Probably would have had to, like, restart about a couple of times. We could have pieced the shit together.
Oh, my God. We might have caught on fire in the process.
I mean, hey, we got... Oh, wait, you can't throw water on electrical fire. Got some dirt right there.
I'm just going to walk out and leave.
Some friend you are.
Hey, I try to get you to come. If you want to stay and save your burning laptop, that's on you.
Anywho.
Aww, why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. We're coming at you live from my new computer. It's a beauty.
About time.
Shut the fuck up.
About 5 years ago, you should have had this. Yeah.
Wait, 5 years ago. What would that put us at? 2014? Okay, yeah. No. It was still functional in 2014. Just had to get rid of all the browsers. That's all. Get rid of the browsers. But, shit. Today, oh, crap. I just realized this.
It's a whole new year.
Well, yeah, that shit, too. I was about to say, damn, you made me lose my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So, I wanted to do an episode today about, like, Marvel's past year and a half, especially their villains. But I just remember something. Today is the 20-year anniversary of Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yep. That was a great show.
So now I kind of don't know what I want to talk about.
We're going to talk about some Ed, Edd n Eddy.
All right, let's go with Ed, Edd n Eddy then. Let's see. So on January 4th, 1999 at 8 o'clock p.m. Yes, I remember
this. I was going to say, why do you know this? I was seven.
Hold on, watch this. Ain't even up on the screen, is it?
Okay.
Internet ain't even going right now at all. Dude, I just know that shit off the top of my head.
I was 7 years old, but he remembers that.
I'm going to tell you why I remember that in a couple of minutes. So, at 8 o'clock, me, my sister, my cousins all sit down in front of the TV to watch this new cartoon called Ed, Edd n Eddy. It looked fun. It looked different, but didn't really know what to expect. Got done watching the first episode, and I remember being hooked for pretty much the next 4 or 5 years until shit rolls with Ed, Edd n Eddy, where it would stop, and where it would kind of become what,
like hiatus.
Yeah, extended hiatuses. You had a season 4 where it was like only 6 episodes, and then season 5 spanned over 3 years.
Yeah, it was weird. Have specials here and there.
Mm-hmm. And the final season had a movie that aired in 2009, 10 years ago. Not to the exact date, but 10 years ago.
It kind of closed up some loose ends, but we'll wait till we get to that.
Mm-hmm. But Ed, Edd n Eddy, all in all, overall, is of the cartoon era, probably the third best popular cartoon.
So who do you have?
I got Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Laboratory on top of that.
Mm, yeah, Powerpuff Girls was popular because it was a show about girls that even boys could watch it. Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah.
And then like as an overall, like taking everything into consideration, overall quality, I think only Powerpuff Girls are better. Because yeah. Dexter's Laboratory with them, the issue was, hey, it's a good show.
I think it stayed on too long.
Yeah, because some people didn't like 3 and 4. We always talk about Dexter's Laboratory seasons 1 and 2, never talk about 3 and 4. But, yeah, Ed, Edd n Eddy kind of came on as an afterthought. Well, came on not really as an afterthought, kind of entering some rough territory. Hey, it's going to be coming on the same nights as Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Laboratory, Cow and Chicken, Johnny Bravo. What else was going on at the time?
Courage on around that time?
Courage was, I I think it had just either like shortly before or shortly after. And following that was going to be what? Like Samurai Jack?
No, that's way back then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no, that's 2000s. That's 2000s. Yeah. We good. So, yeah. Ed, Edd n Eddy. I'm going off of memory right
now. And the thing is crazy. You talk about those two shows, those other three shows, Powerpuff Girls and then Ed, Edd n Eddy and Dexter. Mm-hmm. What two had popular memes this year? Ed, Edd n Eddy and
Dexter's Laboratory. You know, hold. Here's the thing. Ed, Edd n Eddy for the past 4 years had popular memes. Because the one where Eddie's running through the door with his finger up and he got to tell me, I'll tell you why that's bullshit. That's still my favorite.
Yeah. The Roth is standing up. Oh my gosh. The different memes and like things they've put on there.
This bitch actually gonna walk outside in her flip-flops. Yeah.
And then the Dexter one was pretty fucking funny. When they put a, God, what's his name from Hustle and Flow, Terrence Howard's character?
Oh, God. Fuck, what's his? DJ.
Yeah, they put him on there and it says Sam again.
Mine.
It's funny because I read it in his voice.
But, like, oh, really? Are you kidding me?
It stopped recording?
No, it didn't stop recording. It was something else that popped up. Oh. New computer, still trying to get used to it on the recording stuff. Had some fucked up shit happen. Early. Oh, crap. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. No.
Did you just jinx it?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. If you hear any sounds, it's not my fault.
Is this your save stuff?
No. Oh. No, no. But, like, I don't know what the fuck's up. Because I think I might have closed all that out.
With your browser tabs?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on. Let's see.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's rated R. Well, it has the explicit rating on it, so people hear sounds, they be alright. Hey, look at that Pornhub tab said.
God, why do you have to say
No, cause look, okay, so back to the Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay.
So as the show first came on, you had these three characters, Ed single D, Ed double D, and Eddie. They were three friends, basically outcasts of a cul-de-sac of children. One lived with his younger bully of a sister. Other was like Sarah. A neat freak, smart ass.
Double D.
And the smallest one was, of course, the con artist, always trying to get over on everybody.
Who had this big legend of his brother, but at the end of the movie, we learn a little bit more about his brother that he loved and adored so much.
Shit, I think he was trying to hide some things with that legend. Let me type this in. Ed.
I just showed my cousin the movie. He had never seen it like this week.
Mm-hmm, the big picture show. He was shocked by it. Yeah. Shoot. Well, let's see. On IMDb has this rated as a 7.5.
That's a good rating.
Yeah, I guess.
Either people liked Ed, Edd or they didn't like it. There was no in between. Like, oh, I'll watch it every now and then. Like, a show that like was like that from was Cow and Chicken. Like, I didn't love it, but I would watch it if it was on. But either you liked Ed, Edd n Eddy or you didn't.
I think the other thing that kind of hurts Ed, Edd n Eddy is, like, we're talking about, I'm looking at this right now, we're talking about shows that were on while it came on. Because Courage the Cowardly Dog, it came 1999. What was this date? Oh, no. It aired November 12th, so not the same year. But, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Came on that year. Let's see here. Johnny Bravo, Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Laboratory. I Am Weasel. Oh, wow. That was nice.
I Am Weasel.
I really like that show. But, like, I don't know. Can we find the first Ed, Edd n Eddy episode? The pilot?
Do you have a favorite character from Ed, Edd n Eddy? I do.
Ed. Single D.
Roth. He was pretty funny.
Because I went back and rewatched the Angry Ed episode where Ed was throwing everybody out and actually stood up to Sarah. Like, that was one of the funniest. I will go to, like, so my mom sent me and my sister to this church group when we were younger. Mm-hmm. And me and one of my friends back at Jefferson Montessori, we would make some Eddie quotes. And one of our favorites. There you go. That's the one.
That's the most famous one.
Buttoes. And then I think there was one I just took on, like, it. I can't remember the episode, but I remember him just saying, "Big belly." Oh, God. "Big belly." And I just kept going around saying that shit. So, like, as we're going through this church thing throughout the year, everybody just keeps saying it to me, "Big belly." And it got to a point where I was like, okay, I got to come up with something different.
Yeah, you just know it's big belly.
Right, because you guys don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know the cartoon and whatnot. Let me see. Ed, and Eddie.
I think Rolf might be my favorite character. And I met the character, the voice actor for Rolf. Little unknown fat, huh?
Schimmel?
No, his name is Peter Calamus. He was Ocean Dub Goku.
Oh.
So, yeah, he voiced both Rolf and Goku. He was a pretty cool guy. My cousin got a picture with him. Orlando met him, too. He got something signed by him. But, yeah, Peter Calamus is a funny dude. The son of a shepherd.
Okay, I cannot find the pilot episode or the damn. But I do remember it being, who was it? Somebody had stole Double D's. It's either his gun, his naming gun, or something.
Oh, I was like, a gun?
But, like, yeah. It came down to them interrogating Johnny and Plank. And Johnny wasn't talking, but Plank wasn't going to do anything. So Eddie just held, like, this water gun over.
Oh, yeah, they kept shooting it. He just sitting there, like, he's squirming, Johnny.
Because he had to go pee. I'm trying to think what other good moments.
Johnny was in a lot of them.
Oh, shit. Let me see. What else? You got the Jimmy.
Oh, gosh. He just hung out with Sarah, basically.
So we're going to. Nah, he wasn't the first closeted gay.
closeted gay.
Because, I mean, at the same time, Powerpuff Girls was going on, and even though he never said him? It, we all kind of figured him.
Yeah.
And then the red guy from Cow and Chicken. Mm-hmm. You can even make the argument that Baboon from I Am Weasel was something of
maybe.
But nah, that one episode where Jimmy finally stood up and had some balls. I don't know, I didn't really like that episode.
Whenever he had to stand up for Plank, he kind of stood up.
But no, that's Johnny. I'm talking to Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Which episode was it? I don't know. There was one where they had, there was no rules. All the parents were gone and everything. And so this is when Double D, he went and snitched on everybody.
Yeah, I remember that episode. To this day, I still don't get, like, why Ed and Eddie had to get lumped in with Double D for snitching.
He was their friend.
Still.
Hey, that's how it goes.
Oh, bullies? Yeah, Kevin and Naz.
Naz, yeah. Everyone loved Naz. Except for Ed. Like, Ed
didn't really care.
You know, he wasn't at that point maturity probably yet. He liked things like Butter Toast and his comics and those weird TV shows. I didn't know at the time that the creators are from Canada. Did you?
Mm-mm.
Yep.
That's something I learned today.
And I think they even, and sometimes when I go back and watch it, you can like hear their accents sometimes. But I think, maybe this is the first one.
I just read. What's this? Hold on.
Oh, I found it. That's ridiculous.
Yep, the Ed Touchables. That was the first episode. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Hello, Eddie. What are you doing? Hey, what's up? You ringing my phone?
I hate it, Sarah.
Who, me? Why?
Nah, man, because She was a little, like, untamed.
She was an annoying younger sister.
Yeah, but, like, come on. I had an annoying younger sister for a while. And yeah. I knew how to shut that shit up real quick.
But
I may have gotten in trouble.
Aunt was, y'all know Aunt was special.
Oh. Okay, hold on, hold on. Let me go find that one part then. Let me find my special. Favorite. Special my ass.
You know, and he loved his dear little sister. Ed was a protector, not only of his sister, but of all the Eds. He was the strongest of all of them.
He was, what, the strongest one in the entire...
Maybe besides Rolf. When you piss Rolf off...
I mean, because he was hanging in there with Rolf, too. Like, that's my horse.
Yeah, I think that pissed Rolf off, because he wasn't used to playing. That. That's my horse.
Pick up... What did he pick up? A little... He picked up an animal, I think.
Yeah.
Swung it. That's my horse.
Rolf got in a lot of fights on that show.
Because Rolf was ready to go.
He was with it. I remember he beat Eddie's ass with a fish. Knocked him off of. What? Did you not bring the cupcakes of forgiveness or something like that? That's what, the whole fight was over.
He had all these different, like...
His culture.
Old country.
I wonder what his culture was supposed to be based off of.
Let's see.
Or it's just a joke in general. But it would have been funny if it was based off of actual culture.
You know what? Let me Google that. See. Because
look at his skin. Like, is he Indian?
Nah, he ain't wrong. Wow. Got him as a villain in Villains Wiki. I don't know about that.
Hmm.
Well, he did kind of.
What?
Oh, shit. Got one walking up right here. Looking crazy as fuck.
What, Rolf?
Yeah. I don't know what episode that was from, but.
Oh, I remember that. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Ed versus, oh, it's saying Ed versus Rolf. I don't know if that's from an actual show episode, but let me see. Ed culture.
Called him an immigrant.
From the old country.
Yeah, that's why they call him. That's where he's from, the old country.
Let's see. Hold on. Does it have any references? Okay, here's some custards from the old country. Should you break the law, you are to be hit in the head with the hat of discipline, an enormous hat in the shape of a hammer.
Yep.
Let's see. A clam is considered a pet. You must use an odd system of measurement. A foot equals a pace. A yard equals a goat. You may learn to stack sausages at the age of 2.
Stack sausages?
I don't know. You must honor your ancestors. It is disgraceful to play with your food.
Yeah.
It is customary to give a giant sausage as a gift. It is a travesty to mix salami and bologna. Bologna.
That's like bologna. Yeah. What the hell is that?
I listened to some shit today. Like, who the kids can get into some arguments over some stupid shit? Respect fast food.
Where's the cupcakes of forgiveness?
See, I don't see it on here.
That was like the most important thing.
Cameras are believed to steal the soul of those they film. Which actually kind of ties into a creepypasta about it and Eddie. How they were all kids stuck in purgatory.
Yeah, and like Johnny's really messed up. Talking to a piece of wood all his life.
I wonder what decade, because I think they all were like from a certain decade. Jimmy was, not Jimmy, Kevin was from the 50s, I think. Mm.
But who was it? Whose like mind was it supposed to be? Was it Ed's mind who was supposed to be thinking all this stuff?
Let me see. I think it was actually in Eddie's mind.
Oh, I thought Eddie was just like, he was the greed factor, and then all of them representing something.
Yeah, considering it died. Let's see. Oh. It's a cul-de-sac. Let's see. Rolf was the first to come there. He was born. Let's see. Okay. He died in 1903. Johnny was a lonely child.
Yeah. So his parents gave him a plank of wood.
Johnny died in 1922 after a long battle with tuberculosis.
What? Okay, see? Why? Why that disease?
I don't know. He saw his imaginary friend Plank standing by him to his last breath. Eddie was next. Yeah, I knew Eddie was next. He was sometime in born in New York City.
Of course.
Moved to the neighborhood in 1932. That's the Great Depression at the full swing. He died in 1939 after one of his grand plans to swindle a sap backfired. He drowned tying the cross. He drowned trying to cross the local river after trying to run away from the angry kids that he had tried to deceive. Even in the afterlife, he keeps chasing after the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
Sarah and Ed came together not too long after that. Let's see. Late 40s. His brother and sister growing up in the chaos of World War II. They both have various ways of escaping their lives. The children have a dead GI and a working mother. Sarah became enraged and controlling as she sought to make sure that everyone around her knew she was in charge. All in an attempt to copy off her view of the hustle and bustle of her often working mother. Ed, another one, he's just shut it out. He just shut it out entirely. Okay, when did they die?
The Eddie boys?
Let's see. In 1953, Ed and Sarah died in a car wreck as their mother was taking them to visit their grandparents.
What? Who made this up? Okay. I was following it for a bit.
Naz came after the brother and sister. She was a flower child born to a pair of hippies turned establishment in the late 60s. She was naturally gifted, beautiful girl. Is it a way with boys and men alike? Something I probably shouldn't be saying out loud of the R. Kelly shit, but you know.
Oh god. Wait, what'd they say about Ness? That she likes boys and girls?
She was a naturally beautiful girl that had always had a way with boys and men alike. She died in possibly the most horrible way of any children in the neighborhood. In the summer of 1979, a serial killer who had broken out of local asylum had slipped into her house in the dead of the night and raped and killed her along with her entire family.
All right. We can stop reading this because this is ridiculous, the stuff they came up with.
In the trauma of these events, she, in a way similar to Ed, shut out the world entirely and forgot her parents and siblings, which is why in the afterlife she doesn't ever receive demands from the non-existent parents, unlike many of the others. You know, that actually kind of... Because Naz didn't really do much of anything. Her parents, when Ed called their parents, she didn't really flip out that much.
Yeah.
She was kind of like the least chilled of them all. Let's see. Didn't take
too
long.
She was definitely the only child.
It didn't take too long before Double D joined the rest of the neighborhood. He was a child too highly controlling professionals at the age of greed that despite to see. Dominated his life, so quite the intellectual. He shot as well. When he died, this led to his untimely demise in 1986, as a gas leak combined with a Bunsen burner from one of his experiences tore him and his house to pieces.
I can see that happening.
Let's see. Being a timid, no, don't you do that shit. Being the timid, where is it? I just lost it. Here we go. Being a timid and subservient type, between various misadventures, Ed continued to follow the written orders of his parents long after his death. Kevin was next. He was born to the day of Double D's death, and in many ways his polar opposite. Yeah. Cynical and angry, took it out on the other children.
I don't know how cynical he was.
He was very cynical.
He really hated Eddie. Mm-hmm. He made fun of everyone. He was the bully, but he was like the cool kid too.
He was only cool. He was only the cool kid when he was around Naz.
Yeah.
Let's see. But he was cynical.
He was cool with Rolf.
Oh, you didn't even have to talk with Rolf.
Yeah, no one fucked with Rolf unless you wanted to be dealt with.
Let's see.
Johnny was just... Johnny, come on. He was the local crackhead. Everyone was like, oh, Johnny, you're here. That's basically what Johnny was.
Let's see. His abusive father would rarely pay him any attention in life and would end up bringing about it the end of it. In a drunken rage, his father beat him after Kevin attempted to stand up to him. He died on the way to the hospital in the winter of 1999.
What? His father. So when the show came out? Right.
His father spent the rest of his life in prison. In the afterlife, Kevin changed his perception to the opposite of what his life really was. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was the last to come to the cul-de-sac. He died in 2009 after long moving into the house that Kevin's father once lived in. He had leukemia. Okay, this makes sense. We don't need to go no further. Yeah. Oh, the Kanker sisters.
Oh, I didn't forget about them. They're probably like a genetic mutation experiment going wrong. One of them has one eye.
Okay, here we go. The Kanker sisters were different from any other Denzies of the cul-de-sac. They were never the earthly plane of existence. Instead, they are children of demons not too dissimilar from the succubane of human lore. They seem to possess abilities impossible by the standards of others, such as the ability to appear nearly anywhere instantly. They were sent from hell to torment the already tortured souls of the neighborhood. Surprisingly, they are attracted to the Eds for unknown reasons, although it's speculated that they are the weakest-willed members of the neighborhood and are seen as easy targets by them. Despite that, they are universally loathed and often feared by everyone, including the Eds. Hmm. Again, Johnny kind of was afraid of them once, so I ain't gonna say that. So yeah, all that to say, this creepypasta, after when you really look at it, makes a little bit of sense.
A little bit. I'll say a little bit.
Most of it has like some nice little tie-ins, although the deaths could use some, like...
The deaths were all over the place.
Tuberculosis.
Yeah, well, how did you come up with that?
I don't know.
I'd rather you say he ate wood and died.
Oh, I feel this migraine coming back.
Take an Excedrin.
Shit, I took like 1,200 milligrams of a leaf.
Oh, well.
I don't know if I can take another one. I'll risk it. Shit. Hey, look, when I go to the hospital, they ask me how many milligrams of, what's the thing? Morphine I want. I tell them 2,000.
All of the morphine.
Especially if I'm in there for the appendix. I'm like, hey, keep that shit running. Mm-hmm. Act like this is a sausage or something. When everybody say sausage, keep that shit going.
No.
But,
I thought they had some funny songs on there. Like, That's My Horse was a funny song. Matter of fact,
I was gonna say, what songs did they have? Because I don't remember Ed, Edd n Eddy having that many songs.
They just had like random stuff.
I do feel like, though, because of how it ran on TV,
yeah,
like when a cartoon starts to die off, we completely forgot about Ed, Edd n Eddy. Because I swear, like, when...
Yeah, because they stopped coming out with episodes. They would take hiatus, mm-hmm. long breaks, and then they'll just drop one episode here and there.
Because I remember Powerpuff Girls announcing when they were going to end, and then shortly after that, Dexter's Laboratory announced when they were going to end.
And then they didn't end. They just stopped making it and say, oh, we'll come back when we feel like it.
They did. 2005, they showed up for about a couple episodes. Came back in 2006, I think, was like 2 or 3. 2007 had.
You know what was weird is when they finally went to school and then they start having different wardrobes.
I don't know if I like that. I didn't really like that, because then it's like that football episode where they're all on the football team. Like, yeah. Okay, who they playing?
Yeah, I don't even know if we saw the team they were playing. Nah,
well, I mean, we saw the backs of them. We didn't really see anything else.
That's just like never seen the adult's face. And that's why it was kind of cool to see Eddie's brother's face. It looks just like Eddie. Mm. But let's hear this song.
Slay me the soul of Rose Billy. Folk songs. That's my horse.
I can't dance, Rolf.
That's my horse.
Yeah, look at shocked.
Is that my horse?
That's my horse.
Yes, that's my horse.
He's punching me.
That's my horse. Yeah.
Song.
Damn!
What a delightful barbaric dance! Let Rolf teach you that.
Come on, Double D!
Look at him, he's just retarded!
Check out Barish the golf drop here! That's my horse!
Wait!
Yeah, the culture of Rolf, very strange.
So then they had the movie that came out. It actually had a couple months hype because I remember, of course, this was during the dark era of Cartoon Network. I swear, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to just talk all about that fucking CN Real bullshit.
Oh, was that when they had like, they would blow up stuff for one episode?
Destroy, build, destroy. Yeah. Dude, what would happen?
Hey, they're trying to catch up with Nickelodeon.
They got rid of all the cartoon programming to do so, though.
Yeah.
What was the one? Animated? That one? Fucking, I don't fucking
remember. There was like a game show they had on there, too. Gosh, just,
yeah. Off the Wall. Some.
Yeah, Off the Wall.
Fuck that shit, man. I blame CN Real for the fact that nobody treats Total Drama Island with the respect it deserves.
Yeah, that was a decent show.
Yeah, like I blame them. Total Drama Island, Total Drama Action suffered because of that. But in the middle of all that, we had
a big picture show.
And boy, was that overhyped, and it delivered. It delivered on the overhyped.
It was, especially if. For part of me, because I think I started watching Cartoon Network around the time, so I didn't see it when it actually came out. Mm-hmm. But years later, I saw it. And I was like, wow, look at this. And it was just more of a nostalgia thing for me that was cool to watch that and like to find out certain stuff at the end. We still never saw what was underneath Double D's hat, but there was one scene in the video game.
Real quick, yeah.
And there's like a picture, and he just has his same little three strands of hair, but. Yeah. I thought it was kind of cool.
Got to see Naz and Kevin shipped.
Yeah.
In that movie. And it all started because Eddie came up with a plan that backfired so bad that the Eds had to leave the cul-de-sac because everybody was after their asses.
Yeah. It's Have you ever had a jawbreaker? Like, I don't think they're that good. They're just okay.
They're big and hard to eat.
Yeah, all you do is just put it in your mouth and then let it dissolve. Mm. Pause.
Nah, I'm pause that. Come on, girls. Y'all know what I mean.
Pause.
Shoot, some guys might be listening to it and know what I mean, too.
Okay.
Shit, some girls got some pussies that are jawbreakers.
Okay. See? Yep, that's why you have the explicit content rating on this episode.
Don't have your children listen to this if you can't explain this shit.
I don't know how I would explain this part.
I know how. Grown folk talk.
Get out of here.
Exactly. That's how you explain it. But, let's see, you had Naz and Kevin shipped throughout the entire movie. Sarah and Jimmy and Johnny somehow, like, that happened for a little bit.
What was going on with Rolf?
He was with Naz and Jim, Kevin for like the first part of their chase, and then like he broke off away from them. But they all were just like so dead set on getting to Ed and Eddie, more so Eddie than Ed and Ed. But Eddie was like, "Come on, follow me to my brother's place," and we finally get there. Everybody gets shook straight.
Where does he work at? Or was he staying at a...
He was at some, like... he was inside a trailer park, but...
Yeah, I was going to say trailer park.
Worked at a...
circus or a carnival?
Yeah, carnival somewhere.
Yeah.
And even the Kanker sisters got shook when Eddie knocked on that door. I was like, okay, this is going to be a big reveal.
And he looks just like Eddie, basically.
And was a complete dick.
Yep.
And it was like, yo, Eddie was making all this shit up from the moment. He just wanted friendship. And all the kids finally realized they're like, oh, okay.
The only friends he had were the Ed boys. Mm-hmm. And that's just because they had the same name. Yep. And they're all out of all of them, I think it's just Eddie that everyone hated. You can't really hate Ed. He's...
Sarah Camp.
You can't really hate Ed because he's just Ed.
Kevin also kind of didn't really like Ed.
But I don't think if Eddie was around, they would hate him. Double D, he would just been that nerd no one talked to, basically.
See, but, okay, I'm saying Kevin still wouldn't have liked them because of the way Kevin was.
Oh, yeah, look, yeah, Kevin's just Kevin.
Cynical. Yeah. There's a cynical coming in. Just hated Eddie the most, though.
Some of that he brought upon himself. Always scheming.
Miami beat Washington.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no John Wall.
I mean, like, that would have mattered.
And then what else? Some of their scams at Woodwork. Or they had good scams and then, like, they would work and then something at the end ruins it. Were you ever rooting for them to get a scam? I know I was.
I'm trying to remember. There was one in particular. It was the fucking... Oh! Okay, so, like, any one of those where they had to do, like, movies or type of shit like that, I'd always root for them on that one, because, like, okay, that's simple. Just don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
The boat ride before the Kanker Sisters came aboard, that one was going pretty well for them.
Did they do one where they was teaching people how to drive? This like...
I think they did. That one I didn't really root for them on.
I don't know if this was a scam, but the Cardboard City.
And yes. That's probably my favorite episode. That's what I was looking for, yes.
That was elaborate. That was amazing.
It was like, come on, you gotta give him something for that.
And then Johnny at the end. They had a tattoo parlor on that. Like, they were ridiculous. Who was drawing the drawings? Was it Ed?
Probably.
Drawing snakes on everyone's back.
Or squiggly lines.
Yeah, squiggly lines with green.
You got the good fries.
I think good fries.
I mean, these still have some, like, crunch to them.
Yeah. Thank you, City of New Lebanon. Most popular thing they have out there, fast food, is that and Subway.
So they fill with some fat fucks, huh?
Yeah. You got a little Caesar's Pizza out there. And a Casey's gas station now.
I look back on Ed, Edd n Eddy now and the effect they have on some cartoons today. Hmm. And, I mean, they tried to recreate the magic of Ed, Edd n Eddy through certain cartoon shows on Cartoon Network. Like, my gym partner is a monkey.
I didn't like that show.
Nobody did.
It just wasn't good.
Like, they... What else kind of follow that mode?
Didn't they have a cameo? They had a cameo on a TV show, but like they were drawn completely different than what they were in their series. Mm-hmm. But I can't find it. And there was some funny stuff I liked about NNA. Like they broke the fourth wall sometimes. Often. Yeah. And they would let you know that they were doing it.
That was like my first like real live encountering of people breaking the fourth wall. Yeah.
Oh, it was Foster's. They were on Foster's Home, or, yeah.
Hmm. Let me see.
This is what they look like on there.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Could you imagine if the drawings were like that?
Hmm. Yeah, the show probably wouldn't be... I think the art style kind of made the show what it was.
Yeah.
He must be disturbed from his slumber. He becomes quite vicious. What alarm. I'm counting on it.
I'm telling Mom!
Yeah. They don't even say anything, but they have a little cameo in there. And another thing I like about Ed, Edd n Eddy, when Cartoon Network used to do their promos, they were always in their promos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it was always pretty funny.
Well, I do like that about that, but going back to the time period they was in, mm-hmm. like, them, Powerpuff Girls, Dexter's Lab, Courage, Johnny Bravo, Samurai Jack.
Yeah.
That's what, 7?
Church, Ed, Edd n Eddy, Johnny Bravo, Dexter, Powerpuff Girls.
I'm missing one. Hold on, let me redo that. Oh, excuse me. Ed, Edd n Eddy, Dexter, Powerpuff, Courage, Johnny.
Samurai.
Okay, no, that's 6 then.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not going to count them.
Cow and Chicken?
No, Kids Next Door was
the one. Oh, they're kind of after that.
Yeah.
You can even tell because of the art style looks different. Like, it looks, I don't know, newer.
But, like, even in that group of cartoons that we just named, Ed, Edd n Eddy was just totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the next closest art style to that was maybe Courage, but even then, Courage was more... They were still inside the lines, even with the wacky animations.
Yeah. Courage was a unique show.
I don't know. Like, Courage was hit or miss with me.
I liked it. It was just very weird. It was like... It was scary and weird at the same time. And then Ed, Edd n Eddy was like the Three Stooges, basically. That's what I saw them as.
Yeah, newer generation Three Stooges. Shit, you know what? Hold on. Let me go to my... page. Remember when we used to do a tournament for cartoons?
Oh, yeah.
I think that was like our first 90s cartoon. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can pull that up. Because I remember them getting far in the tournament. Pictures, photos. Here we go. Cover photos, no. Timeline photos.
That was very beginning. How many years ago was it? Like 4 or 5?
That's 2013. Jesus. Yeah, six years ago.
Dang, yeah, it is 2019. That was a while ago.
Let's see, yeah, they made it to Sweet 16 that year because we were trying to do something based off the tournament, the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, wait, no, they weren't just in the Sweet 16. They made it to the Final Four.
Who are they in the Final Four against?
Let me see. Because I think they were... It was Pokemon versus... Well, shit. They was in there against all anime.
They were going to win, man. Yeah. They made it pretty Pokemon, far, though. It was
Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, and Digimon. I'm trying to find...
Who won it? Pokemon?
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Pokemon beat Ed, Edd n Eddy. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. I love Ed, Edd n Eddy, but they're not going to beat... That wasn't fair, really. You probably shouldn't have put anime in there.
Yeah, you know. No, because hold on. Remember, the Sweet 16 had Pokemon versus Dragon Ball Z.
See. And I voted for Dragon Ball
that
Z.
That one was funny.
How about if we voted now? You think it would be different with Super out there? You think Pokemon would still be Dragon Ball?
See, but it was a 90s babies thing. So everything up to 2004.
I guess, but I think if we did it like updated today, I don't know. Especially after the Broly movie and when it comes to the United States, how much money it's going to bring.
Let me see how far back I can go, because I think...
I remember that. It was like polls on Facebook.
And then they took the fucking polls down. That ruined everything. I was about to try to outsource this shit to everything. It was like somebody hit me up in my inbox, I think, 2015? Late 2014? Early 2015? Saying, hey, can I... use this for my stuff, and I send you the money for every post that I make. I'm like, shit, go ahead.
I think we should try that again during the tournament again.
Should, you know what? I think we should probably do it. Because what? We had this, then we had the Disney villains, and then the badass females. That one didn't really go too far.
Favorite episode is still the Father's Day episode.
Hold on. That was all the way back. Okay, so I can fucking click on my page and just click the year and go to the shit easily, but I can't do it on like the custom pages. That's some class of 3000.
I remember that show. It didn't last long, but that was crazy. Andre 3000 had his own cartoon show.
Oh, we also had the animated sitcoms tournament. Winners bracket. Simpsons versus South Park, and the third place round was American Dad versus Boondocks.
Oh. Yeah, I would say American Dad should win that. Like, I like the Boondocks, but...
I think they did win it. By one vote.
Next time we would have to do like four different regions. It's like Cartoon Network region, Nickelodeon region, Disney region.
Because that's what I was trying to do at first. If this fucking thing will go.
And then we could probably do a region with like the Kids CW and the Fox 45 region.
You know that's going to include a lot of anime, especially from the Fox 45 region.
We'll have to make it so you can't include anime, because that's not fair.
Okay, well then, who you got from the Fox 45 region if you don't include anime?
Okay, we got Jackie Chan Adventures, okay, right?
There's one.
I can't think. There was like these weird twins. I can't think of their names. There were twins, and it was a TV show. I think it was on Fox. Fox 45 in the morning.
There was Hysteria? Was it Hysteria?
I don't know. I'll look it up. There aren't the Kanker twins or Cranker twins.
Shit. Okay.
The Cramp twins.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that shit.
Yeah. I remember I used to watch that. You don't remember this? It was a weird show.
Nah, I don't remember that.
Oh, see, you know okay, what? Yeah, we would have to. We have to do PBS Kids too and throw Arthur in there, probably. Arthur.
That's and, one seed. Yeah. That's one or two. That's one or two. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah. Final four matchup was Ed, Edd n Eddy versus Digimon. Mm-hmm. Ed, Edd n Eddy was a two seed in their bracket. Digimon was a six seed. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a 7 seed, and Pokemon was obviously a 1.
Yeah. So it was Yu-Gi-Oh! Versus Pokemon. Or was that how it went?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. Oh, yeah, the tiebreakers. Let's see. The Elite Eight was Pokemon, Rugrats, Yu-Gi-Oh! Digimon, SpongeBob, Powerpuff Girls, Fairly OddParents, and Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Those are great shows.
And I can't remember what the tiebreaker situation was, but I do have like the things up here. And Ed, Edd n Eddy, if they came to a tiebreaker with any shows, they would have lost. I think it was, I can't fucking remember. Let me keep going.
Where was SpongeBob at? How did he not make it farther?
SpongeBob had to go up against...
Was it Pokemon early?
Nope. Went up against Yu-Gi-Oh! Oh shit! Wait a minute!
And yeah, now thinking back, okay, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, we have to redo this. We have to redo
like,
this.
Like, I love Yu-Gi-Oh! But come on! It's not better.
Okay, so wait, hold on. Here we go.
How did that happen?
Hold on. Okay, so, Enjoyable 8. Wait, do I have the Sweet 16s? Oh, Silly 16. That's what it was called. Oh. The Silly 16. Let's see. Voting ends for the Silly 16 at 2. Man, I was doing a lot, but it was fun.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh! Beat what? How? Listen. How did Yu-Gi-Oh! Beat SpongeBob?
I'm gonna go back through some of these polls and see. Let's see. Let's see. 16 shows. 1, 2, 4, 6, 8. All right. So we had them divided into like three. Okay, so we had a cartoon region, the cartoon region, the Nicktoons region, and the Toonami region.
Oh, see, the Toonami's region wasn't fair.
Hold on, whoa. But here's what the Toonami, their final four looked like. Pokemon was the number one seed versus Dragon Ball Z, which was the 4 seed.
What?
I remember that, because that one we had to go into overtime for. We had to extend the voting for that, because it was a tie. Like, for some odd reason, everybody who was voting on this just outsourced this question, and we had, like, all different people to tune in. It was like, hey, Pokemon will get up by 2, next thing you know, Dragon Ball Z up by 3. Yeah. Then Pokemon up by 4, is like, by the time closing, then tie. It was like, okay, we gotta come up with a tiebreak for this shit. But yeah, Pokemon versus Dragon Ball Z. Fairly OddParents was in 2 seed. Versus Samurai Jack, which was a 6 seed. See, Nicktoon Regionals, SpongeBob was the 1. Batman Beyond was the 12 seed.
Oh, Batman Beyond was great.
Dexter's Laboratory was a 3, and Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a 7. See, Cartoon Regional had Powerpuff Girls as the 1, Proud Family as the 4, Hey Arnold as a 2 and Digimon as a 6. And the What a Cartoon Regional had Rugrats as the 1, Animaniacs was the 4.
I forgot about that show.
Ed, Edd n Eddy was the 2, and Doug was the 6. Mm. The not ABC, but the... No, Disney Doug? What is it? No, Nickelodeon.
Okay.
I know I have the brackets up here somewhere.
He's roly-poly-oly. Mm. That's what I think of when I think of Doug, because I remember it came on around that time. Yeah, 52 episodes of that show.
Of what?
The Cramp Twins.
Okay, here we go. Okay, so we'll run. You know what? I'll do this. I'll run through like this entire bracket because I got it up here. Okay. Now, as long as it comes up. Come on up. Mm. Okay, so in the cartoon, let's see. Let me expand this into full screen. Okay, so the one seed in the What a Cartoon region was the Rugrats, and its 16 seed that Ed Space was Men in Black, the animated series.
Okay, yeah, Rugrats should win every time.
It beat it 93-7.
Yep, every time. And these are all by
percentages. Let's see. The 8 seed was Baby Looney Tunes, and the 9 seed was Angry Beavers. Mm. Angry Beavers beat them in a tiebreaker. Animaniacs was the 4. All Grown Up was the 13. Animaniacs won 83-17. Still shocked people voted for All Grown Up in that one. Let's see. Cow and Chicken was the 5. Mike Lou and Og was the 12.
Oh, I remember Mike Lou and Og.
Let's see. Cow and Chicken won 75-25.
Mike Lou and Og.
ABC, not ABC. Disney's, not, fuck. Nickelodeon's Doug.
Just say Doug.
Okay, fuck it. Doug went up against Pinky and the Brain.
Well, it should win.
It won 54-46.
It should have been that close.
Hold up. Here's the first sweep. Recess, the 3 seed. Mucha Lucha, the 4, the 14 seed. Mucha Lucha didn't get any votes.
Mucha Lucha.
Then the 7 seed was Freakazoid. Going up against the 10 seed, Danny Phantom.
Oh, Danny Phantom should win.
They did, 58-42. And then Ed, Edd n Eddy was the 2 seed. And this kind of goes back to me saying that it was an underrated show. Ed, Edd n Eddy was the 2 seed, and it beat Static Shock, which was a 15 seed.
Oh, why is Static Shock rated so low?
Hold up. 67-33.
Okay.
Let's see. Next picture, was it? Where am I at? I'm looking at the Toonami region. Do I have the other ones? Yes, I do. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, shit. Anyway, Toonami region, Pokemon number 1 seed swept Evil Kun Carne.
Oh, of course.
Cat Dog was the 8 seed. It beat Bobby's World 75-25.
I don't even know what Bobby's World is.
Howie Mandel's little kid show. See, Dragon Ball Z beat Teacher's Pet 86-14. I'm surprised that
was. Who had 14?
Right, I'm surprised that didn't. That wasn't a sweep. Teen Titans beat Fillmore 86-14.
Yeah.
Samurai Jack beat Jimmy Neutron. Samurai Jack the 6 seed, Jimmy Neutron the 11 seed beat them 86-14. A lot of these were blowouts in this bracket.
I'm not surprised.
Courage the Cowardly Dog beat Zalin Showdown, which was a 14 seed, 86-14. Wild Thornberries, which was a 7 seed, lost to Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, 75-25.
Wow.
And Fairly Oddparents swept Grim and Evil.
Really? Grim and Evil wasn't
Grim and Evil
bad.
Sucked.
It wasn't
Grim
that
and Evil
bad.
Sucked.
The Billy, that, and Billy and Mandy Grim, that one?
Yes.
No.
Grim and then Evil from Evil Concarne sucked.
Maybe I just like Billy and Mandy Grimm.
Yeah, that's probably what you're thinking of. I'm trying to, why can I not find the other?
He barely had episodes, Evil Concarne.
Which is why it sucked. Let's see. Can I find the other? Because I know I had the other.
I'm surprised. Now that I think about it, and then he beats that Shock the way it did. That was like a 15 seed that beat Duke a couple years ago.
Lehigh! Yes!
That's what Static Shock was.
Oh, I remember watching. I was at work. My dad called me because I was at PNC. He called me and said, "Are you watching the Duke Lehigh game on your phone?" I turned that shit on. I was like, "What's happening?" Like, Lehigh's up. Like,
up what?
Shit. I'm watching. You ain't got to tell me. I'll call you back when it's over with. All night long screaming Lehigh. Let's see. Damn, where is the. Okay, well, I can't find the scores for the other one, but let's see. Because there were other cartoons in this. Do I have. Wait a minute. Hold on. No. Let me check something out because I know I transferred a lot of my data over. Documents.
I think that was like one of the first scenes we did.
Users, owner, Excel. Oops. Let's see, Pick'ems. It should be animated sitcom Disney best cartoons for 90s. Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. All right, found the Excel spreadsheet there. I just remembered that. Woo. Back up. So what I read? I read off the What a Cartoon region.
Toonami.
Okay, so from Nicktoons region. Number one seed was SpongeBob. Would you believe this shit? It won 67-33 over the 16 seed, Kablam.
Kablam was good, but come on.
Lilo and Stitch was the 8 seed. It lost to the 9 seed, I Am Weasel, 67-33. The Weekenders. Lost. It was the 4 seed to the 13 seed, and people kept telling me it shouldn't have been the 13 seed, but you know what? I put it as a 13 seed just because of the seasons it had. Invader Zim.
No, Invader Zim is a cult classic.
But, like, again, there were a lot of things that went into this. I'm starting to remember why I put it as a 13 seed. Not too many seasons, and it had the Ed, Edd n Eddy thing going for it.
Oh.
Man. Lost 67-13. Weekenders did to Invader Zim. Johnny Bravo, which was a 5 seed, lost to the 12 seed, Batman Beyond.
Yeah, that's a surprise, Batman.
80-20.
Dang.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That wasn't a fair matchup for him.
Hold on. I'm not surprised it lost. Lost that bad.
That's the year UD went crazy in the final.
Let's see. Rocket Power swept Jackie Chan Adventures.
Wow.
Rocket Power was a 6. Jackie Chan was 11. Dexter's Laboratory was a 3 seed, beat I Real Monsters 83-17.
I liked I Real Monsters.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a 7 seed, beat Codename Kids Next Door 83-17. And Kim Possible was a 2 seed, beat Chalk Zone, which was a 15 seed, 67-33.
I'm surprised it wasn't bigger. And she has a movie coming out now.
That live action one?
Yep.
I don't know about that.
I won't be watching it.
Alright, now to the Cartoon region. Number one seed, Powerpuff Girls. Swept Beetlejuice.
Oh, wow. I forgot about that show.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Good show.
Lost to Tiny Toon Adventures.
What?
Nigga, that was a close one. That one was close. Like, it went to a tiebreaker, and even the tiebreaker was... Oh, wait, no, the tiebreaker wasn't really that close. Tiny Toon Adventures, like, won that
one. Wasn't Rocko supposed to get a movie?
I guess.
It was supposed to have like a movie like last year.
Watch this though. Proud Family was a 4 seed. Swept Pepper Ann.
Yeah, I'm not upset with that.
Okay. Some people will be.
I like Pepper Ann, but that's a Proud Family.
As Told by Ginger, 5 seed. Let's see. Beat Sheep in the Big City by
okay.
80-20.
I'd rather listen or watch As Told by Ginger.
Yeah, I would too. Digimon was a 6 seed, beat Brandy and Mr. Whiskers, 11 seed, 80-20.
Not upset with that.
Magic School Bus, which was a 3 seed.
Wow.
Swept Sailor Moon. So you can't say all the animes dominated.
You know, that's probably because Sailor Moon was a girly anime.
See, Gargoyles, which was a 7 seed, beat Disney's Doug. I knew I put it in here somewhere. Which was a 10 seed, 75-25.
It should have been that close.
And Hey Arnold swept Pels with. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, so let me go back through this thing. 1 seed, Powerpuff Girls beat 9 seed, Tiny Toon Adventures. 4 seed, Proud Family beat 5 seed, As Told by Ginger. Digimon beat Magic School Bus. Hey Arnold beat Gargoyles. Then, of course, you have Powerpuff Girls beating Proud Family, 78-22. Digimon, another tiebreaker, barely, and I do mean barely, beat Hey Arnold. And then Digimon beat Powerpuff Girls in the Cartoon Regional Final to make it to the Final Four, where they would eventually lose to Ed, Edd n Eddy. Let's see. In the Toonami region, Pokemon beat CatDog, 78-22.
That was that close?
Oh, you think that one was bad. Digimon beat Teen Titans. I'm going to let you guess the score of that one.
It should be close. Teen Titans was good. What was it?
It was a sweep.
100-0?
Yes.
No.
It was a sweep.
That's wrong.
It was a... No. I thought Teen Titans was going to get some shit too. Nah, that was a sweep. Okay, hold on. Here's what I think happened there. People saw the opportunity to put Pokemon against Pokemon against Dragon Ball Z. I think we all were like, let's go ahead and make that happen.
Teen Titans deserve more than 0 votes.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do another one of these.
Yeah, I put Teen Titans Go this time. Teen Titans Go is a high seed, too.
Hold on. We're going to do it. We're going to come up with something different. I'm going to talk to some people about this shit. Okay. So, yeah. Samurai Jack, 6 seed, beat Courage the Cowardly Dog, 3 seed, 80-20.
Wow.
Billy and Mandy lost to Fairly Odd Parents, 60-40. See, then Fairly Odd Parents barely beat Samurai Jack. Pokemon, tiebreaker over Dragon Ball Z. That one, so far, I think is the closest tiebreaker that I've seen so far. Nope. Digimon and Hey Arnold had a closer tiebreaker. And then Pokemon barely beat Fairly Odd Parents, 60-40. Looking around, that is the only 1 and 2 seed that made it to the end of the bracket on their side of the things. Oh, wait, no. The Water Cartoon Region also had it. So the Water Cartoon Region, running that down. Rugrats, the 1 seed, facing off against Angry Beavers, who...
That should be a sweep.
You would think so. Rugrats 157-43.
There's no way it's that close.
I'm telling you. Animaniacs beat Cow and Chicken 80-20. Doug beat Reset. Yeah. Doug, 6 seed, beat Recess, 3 seed, 67-33.
I like Doug though. Patty Mayonnaise, the Beats.
Ed, Edd n Eddy beat Danny Phantom 75-25.
Yeah.
It was literally their only dominant victory throughout this entire tournament. Let's see. Rugrats then beat Animaniacs 78-22. Explain that shit. They barely beat Angry Beavers but dominate Animaniacs.
People are stupid. I was going to say something else, but it's 2019. Trying to be a nicer king.
Fuck that shit. Anyway, Ed, Edd n Eddy, 2 seed, beat Doug 56-44. And then in the Water Cartoon Regional Finals, Ed, Edd n Eddy beat Rugrats 58-42, thus advancing to the Final Four.
Now I have to see who beat SpongeBob.
Who beat SpongeBob? Okay, well, we're going to talk about that right now. SpongeBob beat I Am Weasel, 67-33.
Should have been 100-0.
Invader Zim, the 13 seed, lost to Batman Beyond, the 12 seed.
I'm okay with that.
Tiebreaker. Batman Beyond won the tiebreaker. Do I have the tiebreaker rules on here somewhere?
Batman Beyond, that can almost be considered the anime.
Okay, so here's how I did the tiebreaker thing. It was what? Total episodes divided by total season. Yeah, in one parenthesis, total episodes divided by total seasons. Multiply that by consecutive years on TV divided by 13.
Well, some shows just wouldn't be fair enough then for them.
Well, I mean, in this case, Invader Zim and Batman Beyond was kind of close, but
yeah.
Batman Beyond had a 2.6, Invader Zim had a 1.08, Batman Beyond won. Rocket Power, 6 seed, lost to Dexter's Laboratory, which was a 3 seed. Guess the score on that one.
100-0?
There you go.
Wow.
Yu-Gi-Oh! The 7 seed. Upset at Kim Possible, the 2 seed. 60-40.
Not upset with it.
Then Yu-Gi-Oh! Went on and beat Dexter's Laboratory. 56-44.
It depends on which Yu-Gi-Oh! We're talking about.
Yeah, any Yu-Gi-Oh! That came before 2005. And then SpongeBob beat Batman Beyond 60-40. And you want to know who beat SpongeBob?
Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh!
Beat SpongeBob. No. Yes. Yes.
This is why we're doing a new one.
Time out. Be a tiebreaker. Be a tie. And see, yeah, yeah.
And see if we do this today, Pokemon or Yu-Gi-Oh. When did SpongeBob end? Recently? Mm. You know what your tiebreaker is? Okay,
but hold on. See, but that would that be fair for SpongeBob, though? Because they're coming off the fact that Hillenburg died within the last couple of months.
You know what your tiebreaker didn't probably include? Movies.
If we included movies, Powerpuff Girls wouldn't have advanced past their second.
Well, and that's only if they get to tiebreaker.
Because the cutoff year was 2005 for this.
Okay.
Start year was 92, cutoff year was 2005, which if that was the case, Rugrats probably would have got a little bit further and so would have Doug. Let's see, and your final four was, Yu-Gi-Oh! Versus Pokemon and Ed and Eddie versus Digimon. And I was sitting here kind of stunned because Ed and Eddy beat Digimon.
They just had a good region they were in.
Ed and Eddy beat who had the good region?
Ed and Eddy just the people they beat. It was just perfect.
Hold on, let's see. They were in the same. They beat Static Shock.
Static Shock shouldn't have been rated as low as he was. You could have flipped to a Concarneate or something.
They beat Hold on, they beat Static Shock, Danny Phantom, Doug, and Ruck. And then the top four seeds in their region, Rugrats was the one, Ed, Edd n Eddy was a two, who was a three? Recess was a three, and Animaniacs was a four.
Rugrats could have easily beat Ed, Edd n Eddy.
I mean, but they struggled against Angry Beavers.
They shouldn't have.
That's the thing. It's like, hey, treat this like a real sports thing. They struggled against Angry Beavers. That was kind of like a premonition right there.
They shouldn't have.
But Ed, Edd n Eddy beat Digimon 57-43. And Pokemon defeated Yu-Gi-Oh! 57-43.
So next time we do this, are we going to consider certain shows as one, like Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, all that?
That can't just be just one.
What about the Yu-Gi-Ohs? You know how many different versions of Yu-Gi-Oh! There is out there now?
If it playing Yu-Gi-Oh! If it aired on Saturday morning, that's the Yu-Gi-Oh! We're going with.
Okay. Not the one that came on Cartoon Network.
You know what? I'm going to post this right now and see what happens. Let's see. So wait, are we talking like another 90s kids with like multiple cartoons from the 90s, cartoons and animes, having them divided up as the one, or?
I think we should consider some of the shows from like maybe up to 2010, maybe.
Ooh.
Cause then you got Adventure Time in there.
But then you have to lose it because that would only be one season.
Oh.
And on top of that, like if we're gonna do this, you're gonna have some people who don't watch the newer cartoons, stop watching the newer cartoons, and already know about the Cartoon Network nowadays. It's like, oh, Uncle Grandpa and Teen Titans Go, and we'll hold shows like Steven Universe and Adventure Time.
Oh, regular shows.
Right.
Yeah, I guess we have to have the cutoff.
So let's see, thinking about...
Okay, what about we have the cutoff, but if the show is still to air, so like say you said 2005 is the cutoff, but say they have a show that's still going, like Pokemon, it's still going into here, now.
Okay, then what we do is we cut it off at the... So like say, what was it? What would have been going on by then? That would be the advanced generation. So that'd be around, what, the Battle Frontier? Battle Frontier would be counted. Everything after Battle Frontier wouldn't.
Okay.
So Sinnoh onwards wouldn't count.
All right.
And then, yeah, we'll do that for animes because I think with the cartoons,
it's a little easier.
Well, it's easier for some. For others, like, for example, I want to say Foster's Home, that ended in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Or 2000? Yeah, 2009. In 2009, so I think we'll count that as an entire show. And Codename ended in 2008. Let me go ahead and type this shit. Redoing.
And And this just thing, this all came up because Nettie made a magical run.
That shit still kind of stuns me. You know, now I kind of want to go back and look at some of these other, let's see, the Disney brackets.
Well, I hate it. I wasn't a big Disney fan growing up, and since it was cartoons, the only cartoon that, like,
Let's see, these are the villains, though, the Disney villains. Let's see, the one seed, because I think what we had, it was 32 this time.
Ursula? Or Scar?
Maleficent beat the Horned King. Maleficent was the one seed. Horned King was the 32 seed. Let's see. Ka the Snake beat Mad Madam Mim. That was a sweep. Oh, this is why I need. This is why I didn't really like this one. Because the second round was what? Jafar and Hades tied. And it was and I couldn't come up with a satisfying like tiebreaker. Yeah. Like, look, you guys go on because both of you will lose to Maleficent. So go ahead. But yeah, that final four was Maleficent, the Evil Queen from whatchamacallit, Snow White.
Yeah.
Ursula and Scar. And then again, Ursula and Scar tied.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Which then led to a three-way between Maleficent, Ursula, and Scar, the top three seeds. Scar won. Barely.
Lion King is magical.
Let's see. Yeah, because Hades fought C&M, the Siamese cat. C&M, I mean. Jafar beat Yzma. That was a 67-33 thing. The Evil Queen beat the Big Bad Wolf from the Three Little Pigs. Yes, he counted. He got in on Legacy. That was a sweep. Gaston beat Lotso the Hugging Bear.
I don't even know what that is.
That was the villain from Toy Story 3.
Oh. You see that pink bear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dr. Facilier lost to the Queen of Hearts.
Hmm.
I was kind of upset about that. I had high hopes for Dr. Facilier. Let's see. Chernabog, the demon from Fantasia beat McLeach.
I don't even remember Fantasia.
That might also explain why Queen of Hearts beat Chernabog. And ran to the Evil Queen. Yeah, oof, that one was something. Oh, no, this side of the bracket. I forgot about this side of the bracket. Lady Tremaine and King Candy Turbo. King Candy Turbo won that one. Shere Khan and Governor Ratcliffe from Pocahontas. Shere Khan won that one. Judge Crawdaddy Lolo beat Stromboli. That was an easy sweep. Crawdaddy Lolo made it to the Elite Eight. Well, yeah.
We don't consider Shrek Disney, right? I guess Shrek is kind of its own thing. It just, yeah. I wouldn't consider it Disney.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Hey, Shan Yu as a sixth seed. The villain from whatchamacallit? Mulan.
Well, we could do that. Cartoon shows that have movies, a tournament of that. So you have like all the Rugrats and then the Jimmy Neutron. What else had a movie from back then? The SpongeBob movies. Didn't Reese's have a movie in theaters?
Yeah. See, the only thing I don't like about doing the movies is that some of these movies absolutely suck when you go back and watch
them. What else? The Wild Thornberries. Or was it Wild Thornberries and Rugrats, or was there a Wild Thornberry movie itself? I know there was a crossover one. I think it was the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah, Wild Thornberries and Rugrats had a crossover.
Crossover, yeah.
And I also have to include, because I know Orlando, he threw a big fit about this when the tournament was on. Batman, the animated series was involved.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I was like, you know what, you're kind of right, but it's too late to put them in now.
And then you had to think about the X-Men and then the Spider-Mans. There's so much. Because the original X-Men was good.
See, but then we have to narrow this down to like 64, 65 shows.
So we should do a big one and then people have to vote them in. Mm. Or should we do like, was it 68 and then you have the play-in games?
No, we ain't doing that shit. We ain't doing that shit. 64, 65, fight it out. After that, everybody else is set. We ain't about to be voting in, having some play-in games on some shit. Because then you be having some people be like, well, how the hell did...
We'll have a playing game like, okay, the X-Men versus animated Batman. That could be like a 7 seed that will get in as a 7 seed, and then something stupid like Evil Concarne versus something else that was almost equally stupid. Okay, and then they play in to get that region or that W's like that 16 seed. Yeah.
Nah, because you already know whoever faces them is going to blow them out.
But the other one you wouldn't know.
Yeah, but then that kind of would be unfair because let's say Batman the Animated Series wins and then they got to go up against who would be a good 10 seed. A good 10 seed would probably be
Static Shock. Everybody. He is getting higher than 15 seed next time. I can't believe he got 15. He's at least in the 11.
Well, okay, hold on. Let me name... Let's see.
Was it because it wasn't too many
seasons? Okay, you're saying he's at least an 11. Here's what the 11 seeds were for this tournament. Who were the 11 seeds? Pinky and the Brain.
Okay.
Jimmy Neutron.
Okay.
Jackie Chan Adventures. Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Take out Jackie Chan or Brandy and Mr. Whiskers.
Okay, I can see Brandy and Mr. Whiskers. Not Jackie Chan.
What? Did he get swept?
Oh, Jackie Chan
got swept in a round, didn't he?
Jackie Chan went up against Rocket Power and...
got swept.
Hold on, wait. Was he the one that got swept? Where is that? Oh, yeah. Got swept. Let's see. Who are the 15 seeds? That Static Shock is a 15 seed. Grim and Evil was a 15 seed.
Way better than that. Yeah, you know, what you think about that? He's way better than those shows.
I'm looking at some of these 14 seeds, too. I'm like, ooh, nigga.
Who are the 14 seeds?
Mucha Lucha.
Oh, way better.
Shaolin Showdown.
Way better.
Ah, Real Monsters.
Okay, it's better, but I ain't gonna say way better.
And Sailor Moon.
Okay. Sailor Moon could be a 16 seed in this.
So we gotta figure out which anime will count though too. There's gotta be anime that was on TV at the time.
Zoids.
That's an anime?
Yeah. Fuck. Came on Toonami. You don't remember Zoids, Liger Zero?
I didn't. I like Zoids. Toonami was for me Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball, and what was it?
Did you watch Gundam?
Yeah, Gundam for a little bit.
G Gundam was my stuff.
Bullshit Shining niggas XLR. Finger.
Next time Static Shock this year, you will get your respect. He deserves it. Static Shock or Black Lightning reminds me of Static Shock now.
I'm kind of hoping that they would introduce Static Shock. I wish. Because I kind of thought they were leading towards that before they turned old dude into, I forgot
his... I haven't seen the second season yet.
Yeah, I've been slow on it. Oh. Let's see. 65. We'll do 65 shows.
How can you do 65 evenly though?
Never playing.
There'll be 67 shows, and they play in again to the bracket of 64.
Mm-mm. No, 65 shows. 64. The ones we rank 64 and 65 will play in. The winner of that will play the number one.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we ain't messing with something that's a good thing.
Who are going to be those two bottom tier shows?
Hold on. 65 shows. One winner.
I'm surprised Jimmy Neutron went out like it did. I thought more people liked that show.
Let me see. Who'd they go up against? They went up against... Oh, they went up against Samurai Jack.
No.
Yeah, they were bound to lose that one.
Gotta be Jack, Samurai
okay,
Jack.
Okay, let me look back at this. Okay, the number one seeds were Rugrats, Pokemon, SpongeBob, and Powerpuff Girls. Number two seeds were Ed, Edd n Eddy, Fairly Odd Parents, Kim Possible, and Hey Arnold. Number three seeds, Recess, Courage the Cowardly Dog, Dexter's Laboratory, and Magic School Bus. Four seeds, Animaniacs, Dragon Ball Z, The Weekenders, and Proud Family.
I can see Dragon Ball Z getting a two or a three next time.
Yeah.
Probably a two at least.
I'm trying to think. I think Javon talked me into making Weekenders a four seed.
I don't really remember the Weekenders.
I mean, I vaguely remember. Even back then, I vaguely remember them. But I was making them a four seed is like they're probably the one everybody would think would get an upset.
Yeah.
Because these other shows I just named, I remember them and the impact they had. Let's see, five seeds were Cow and Chicken, Teen Titans, Johnny Bravo, and As Told by Ginger.
Someone once told me that life was much better.
That's the only thing I liked about that.
Who was that? Macy Gray?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Six seed. Doug, Samurai Jack, Rocket Power, Digimon. You know what? Samurai Jack's going to be an interesting case this time around. Because of the fifth season.
What? That's going to be with a lot of shows. People don't think of Dragon Ball Z, they're going to think of Dragon Ball Super right now.
No. Dragon Ball, you can differentiate. Samurai Jack, I don't know if we can actually differentiate that one. Because that's a continuation of a story.
Yeah.
Whereas Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball Super, you can tell when it turns to Super versus when it's Z.
Yeah. What's another show that would be like that? That's still going on? No one will get Teen Titans to go.
SpongeBob and Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
We'll think about this one.
This will be an interesting one, though. We'll see what teams or what shows that got upset will continue to get upset.
You know we got to get Orlando involved in this shit.
Oh, gee.
Shit, I got to see if I can get Charisma involved in this, too.
Yeah.
Got to check up on her. I don't know what's going on there. But this has been the Cartoon Something
You Know Whatever podcast.
By now, if you've been with us for a long time, you know the voices. If not, and I didn't do the introductions earlier, this is Matthew. That's Kanan.
Yep.
Basically, the two around that can get this episode out and popping right about now. If you have any questions, comments, you can feel free to email us at csywpodcast@gmail.com. You can also donate to the show where we can use equipment because it's about time for me to start getting a new mic. I'm also thinking about getting headphones for everybody so that we all have like things where it wouldn't sound like one person's far away or somebody's too close. Because I have that issue with Orlando. I keep telling him to speak.
He talks up. Too low, man.
Yeah.
He talk like he whispering sweet nothing to someone.
Like he knows how to do that.
It's Bill Cosby-ish. Hey, look, come here. Let me just take it to the back.
Shoot. But yeah, that's the show. A little bit about Ed, Edd n Eddy and a little bit about a...
And all hell, amazing run by Ed, Edd n Eddy led to this great right. tournament again.
Sign yourself out.
Peace, love, and chicken grease, people.
Yeah, fuck all of you guys.
See, he's just terrible.
You're right. Get some good pussy in 2019, you know? Oh, spit.
Yeah, I almost spit on you, Kirby. Yeah. That's red.
Swallow. Pause.
I didn't even say nothing else before this out.